you get it? If so, how often? Which do you choose, a hard or soft option?
WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
Come on, let's.
coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, Don Larson Superstore, Pals Brewing Company, and Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance.
Welcome to Baraboo High School for tonight's rivalry matchup between the Portage Warriors and the Baraboo Thunderbirds. I am Ben Bromley, joined tonight by Christy Feld. Christy, can you hear me?
Well, yes, I can. At the beginning, I was thinking it was my dream come true, and I couldn't hear you. Wait, we already lived that dream. It was a nightmare. I want to hear you.
Good to be here with you. So we're starting to wind down the girls' basketball season. In fact, before the game tonight, we saw Leah Hess and her teammates deliver a parents' night message. We're already there, Feldy. We're at parents' night and then senior night coming up on Friday.
I know. I all season I've been professing that this is the 50th season of Baraboo girls' basketball. I don't have that approved or even confirmed by Jim Langkamp. That's just my own thing, probably partially because I don't want to out myself, but quite frankly, I was there.
You were there at the very beginning. So would that have been as a player, like your very first year?
No, it wasn't my first year. My first year was probably the 75-76 season.
Okay.
I was only 5 years old, but they didn't have enough kids that went out for the team. You know how that works. But no matter what year it is, you know what? Portage has been a conference rivalry since day one. So we've had 50 years of Portage basketball. They're in the house again tonight, and I'm looking forward to a good matchup, to be honest with you.
Well, and tonight the Thunderbirds are going for the season sweep. They beat Portage earlier this season, 54-36. That was just last month at Portage. Always good to get a season sweep over one of your chief rivals.
Boy, that is indeed correct. And you know, that first game that we played, Baraboo had such consistent scoring efforts, balanced scoring efforts across the board, and I thought that was a good thing. I'm looking forward to that tonight. We are at a disadvantage a little bit because we're without the senior leadership of Katie Funmaker. And, Katie doesn't necessarily end the game as a high scoring in the scorebook, but man, her senior leadership is unmatched, and that'll be a big hole to fill.
No, for sure. You mentioned the leadership, also the defense. Usually Cadence is assigned to the other team's top scorer, so the Thunderbirds will miss that for sure. But they've got a good supporting cast coming into the year. Taylor Spurl averages 11 points a game. She leads the Thunderbirds, followed by Madeline Gilbert, just over 8 a game, and Taylin Bell at 6.5. As for our visitors, Coco Nieves-Cruz leads the Warriors at just over 8 points a game, followed by Josie Kiefer, just under 7 a game, and Trinity Williams at 5.4.
Boy, when I was doing research, I was looking at three-point baskets, and Josie Kiefer has 10 for the season. Trinity Williams for Portage has 8 for the season. Our Maddie Gilbert has 38, and Taylor Spurl has 26. So I'm looking forward to a little beyond the arc action. I did see Maddie Gilbert a little bit before the game. She's been the leading scorer the last 2 years in a row. So the last three games we've had, Maddie Gilbert's been the leading scorer for both teams. I put a little pressure on her and told her, make me happy if you could do that again tonight.
Light up some threes, as is Maddie's specialty. The Thunderbirds did sweep the Warriors last year as well. So the Thunderbirds come in at 3-18 this year. They're 2-9 in the Badger small. Portage is 3-17 overall and 0-11 in conference play. So for the T-Birds here, you'd hope, okay, you won at Portage. You'd like to think, well, we stand a good chance of winning at home tonight.
I think that's a pretty optimistic thing to say. And I think it's speaking truth as well. Portage hasn't had a conference win since 2018. And it was Saturday, December 7th or 8th, 19th, and it was against the Baraboo Thunderbirds. We're not letting that happen. That's not happening today.
Well, we're ticking down to the final seconds here at Baraboo High School. The players are starting to line up and prepare for the national anthem. That's our cue to turn things over to the Baraboo High School Pep Band under the direction of Griffin James. Spiffy Griffy.
Thank you.
We are nearly ready for action here at Baraboo High School. I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds, thrilled to be alongside the legend Christy Feld as they announce the starting lineups down on the floor. I'll turn it over to you, Christy, for tonight's starting lineups.
I want to talk about Spiffy Griffey.
Spiffy Griffey.
Griffin James wearing his red shoes tonight and his suit.
And
they
black
said it's
suit.
Concert attire.
Concert black.
Indeed. Starting lineup for the Portage Warriors under the direction of Addison Hemming. Coco Nieves-Cruz, a 5'4" senior, averaging 8.1 points a game. Trinity Williams, a 5'6" junior, averaging 5.4 points per game. Delaney Pop, a 5'8" junior, averaging 1 point a game. Josie Cross, a 5'8" senior, and Amira Kron, a 5'11" junior, averaging 4.5 points per game. For your Baraboo Thunderbirds, Taylor Spurl, a 5'6" sophomore, averaging 11 points a game. Maddie Gilbert, a 5'10" junior, averaging 8.3 points per game. Peyton Stelzer, a 5'10" junior, averaging 3.8 points a game. Sydney Dovush, a 5'8" sophomore, averaging 2.8 points a game. And Sabrina Hartman, a 5'11" junior, averaging 4.8 points per game.
Well, Christy, we lamented the absence of Cadence Funmaker from the lineup tonight, but it's good to see Sabrina Hartman back in the lineup.
Boy, it is. You know, she was battling illness last week, and so it is good to have her back, her height and her presence, her defense, and most importantly, her rebounds.
No doubt. And it's good to see Sydney Dobush in the starting lineup as well. We've talked about her coming on of late. She's been a force off the bench, and of course she started the second half of the previous game we broadcasted and made a big impact.
She has made a big impact, and it's been fun to see her come into her own as the season has progressed, and I look forward to good things from her tonight. You know, this is the team we're going to see next year, Ben.
It is indeed.
You know, no seniors starting tonight. This is our next season team.
It certainly is. They're getting ready to tip here. The Warriors are in their road black uniforms with orange trim. Thunderbirds in their home whites. Sabrina Hartman is going to tip it off against Amira Khan. Well, we've talked about the Thunderbirds beating the Warriors earlier this season. Taylor Spurl had a big game with 10 points, but like you mentioned, Maddie Gilbert led the T-Birds with 11, along with Taylan Bell. Taylan had a big night across the board, 11 points, 6 rebounds,
she
4
did.
Assists.
I think it was the most balanced scoring that the Thunderbirds have had this season.
The ball is tipped away, and it goes to the Warriors. We are underway here at Baraboo High School. Warriors moving to our right. Thunderbirds playing man-to-man defensively. Peyton Stelzer also had 9 points at Portage. She's in the starting lineup tonight. Warriors working the ball around the perimeter. Khan on the right high post. Ooh, it's fumbled away. Thunderbirds are going to tie it up. Jump ball will go to Baraboo.
Khan trying to drive into the basket, totally submerged by Baraboo Thunderbird players and turnover.
Thunderbird basketball, and the Warriors come out showing a full court press. Looks like a 1-2-1-1. Dobush passes into Gilbert. It's knocked out of bounds off the Warriors. It'll stay with Baraboo.
Full court press has not been our strong suit this season,
and
Ben.
And perhaps the Warriors have picked up on that on film. There's an inbound pass to Spurl, just out of her reach, and Cruz comes away with the steal. So right away, the full court press pays off for the Warriors. They force a turnover. Coco Nieves-Cruz was handling the ball, got knocked away by the Thunderbirds. It'll stay with Portage. They're going to inbound from the sideline.
Cruz is the most petite player out on the court tonight, but she is quick, and she gets it done.
They've got her listed at 5'4", but as the kids would say, I'm going to call cap on that.
Yeah.
I don't think she's quite 5'4". Nieves-Cruz on the drive. Shoots off the glass and scores. Portage Warriors on the board first. They lead 2-0. Nice drive and finish off the backboard for Cruz. Peyton Stelzer's looking to push on the other end. She kisses one off the glass. No good. Offensive rebound. It's fought for, and Portage comes away. That's Khan with a strong rebound, and she draws a foul as well. Amira Khan did good work here against the Thunderbirds last year. In fact, the last couple seasons. She's always busy under the boards.
She sure is. I enjoyed seeing Peyton go for the basket. We don't get to see that very often.
Indeed. It was a good move. Open look. Just didn't go down. Hopefully she'll stick with that. Go to it again later. Cruz on a dribble. Once again penetrating. She's going to stop and pop 15 feet. That's good. Coco Cruz is hot. It's 4-0 Portage.
Well, we have learned in the first 90 seconds that we cannot let her be open whatsoever.
And there's a steal on the inbound pass. Nice steal by Trinity Williams. Her shot is off the mark and out of bounds to the Thunderbirds. And Coach Bale wants a timeout. He's going to talk things over here and get this press breaker.
Boy, that
up.
Was excellent defense by Sydney Dobo. She was not going to allow the Portage Warriors to get that ball at the end line.
Contested the shot there.
Yes, indeed.
So it's 4-0 Portage. This 30-second timeout taken by the Thunderbirds gives us a chance to remind you of the sponsors who make it possible for you to listen to Christy and I for girls' home weeknight games all season long. These include the Don Larson Superstore, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and State Farm Insurance, the Chris Stanton Agency. It'll be Thunderbird ball from the end line. Sydney Dobush is going to receive it and look for an open teammate. T-Birds looking for their first bucket, trailing 4-0. Inbound pass goes to Stelzer. She fires back to Spurl, who's going to dribble it up. She's across the timeline. Works around a screen from Hartman. Fires up a shot. Off the backboard, no good. Looked like she might have been hoping for a foul call there. Portage grabs the rebound. Here comes Cruz.
Well, she went a little bit off balance, so that makes sense to her.
Yeah, they're not going to give you that call if you're out of control. That's
right.
True. So the Warriors looking to build on an early lead. Trinity Williams has got it. She gets to the right block, misses. Offensive rebound goes to Cross. Kahn ends up with the basketball and draws a foul. No, that wasn't Kahn. That's Delaney Pop. I stand corrected.
Bear was going to need to be a little bit more aggressive in the rebounding department.
Warriors basketball. They're going to inbound from beneath their basket. Inbound pass stolen away by Taylor Spurl. There's some good defense from the T-Birds. She's going to dribble across the timeline and kickstart the Thunderbird offense. Hey, there's Maddie Gilbert. Three ball. Right wing. Off the front rim. No good, but rebound by Stelzer. Reload for the T-Birds. Spurl on the drive. Kicks it out. Sabrina Hartman looking at to Gilbert. See if she's looking to fire again. She's not. She's going to get it over to Dobush on the left wing. Dobush dribbles through traffic. Gets it over to Sabrina Hartman. She'll get it to Spurl, the point guard, who will reset things. She's going to fire for three from the right wing. Off the back iron, no good. Pop on the rebound. Warriors ball. 15 and a half to go. Portage 4, Baraboo 0. Warriors on the drive. And there's a kick out. Pop picks up her dribble. Now she feeds inside. Kahn goes up and under, misses the shot, but draws the foul.
Sabrina Hartman will pick up her first foul, first team foul for the Thunderbirds.
Amira Kahn will shoot two.
They are not hesitant to take it to the basket, that's for sure.
The Warriors are taking it right to the Thunderbirds here in the early going. We talked about the Warriors coming in at 3-17 overall, 0-11 in conference play. You wouldn't know it from what we've seen so far. First free throw, a little short off the rim for Kahn. Second shot coming up. Kahn dribbles. Shoots. That's off the back iron. No good. Ball is knocked around. Out of bounds. Off Portage. So the T-Birds, once again, are going to be looking at the full court pressure here from the Warriors. Kind of a 1-2-1-1 look from Portage. Dobush. Tough pass, but Spurl's able to handle it and get it back to Dobush. She'll be able to dribble across midcourt. See if they can get the T-Birds their first basket of the contest. This is a long-time rivalry, conference foe, of course, here in the Badger Small and in the previous conferences. There's a wild shot from Spurl, no good. Hartman grabs a rebound, though, and draws a foul. Good work on the offensive glass by Hartman.
Yeah, excellent. That's one of Sabrina's strong suits, obviously, is rebounding, and she was in the right place and pulled down a strong one.
T-Birds will inbound from beneath their basket. It'll be Dobush. Gets it out to Gilbert. Beyond the arc, she finds Spurl left wing. Spurl on the dribble. Floater, 15 feet. No good. Kahn with the rebound. Cruz will dribble it up for the Warriors. Portage starting their half-court offense. Swinging it beyond the arc. Portage leads 4-0. Got three Portage subs waiting to come in. Spurl now extends the defense. Kahn's got it on the high post. Finds Cruz. Cruz is going to shoot a long two. That's 18 feet, and that's good. Coco Cruz, 6 points. It's Cruz, 6. Baraboo, 0.
Yet again, she gets left wide open, and she's not going to hesitate to put it up.
Thunderbird basketball. Spurl again on the drive. Ball is knocked free. It's going to stay with the T-Birds. And we're going to have three Portage subs. We have Lila Brown, Madeline Holden, And who did I miss?
Josie Keeper.
Thank you.
You are welcome. I kind of thought she would start tonight. She's one of their leading scorers.
Peyton Stoles with a jump shot just inside the free throw line. That's no good. Out of bounds to Portage.
Not that that's the only requirement for starting, but she usually has 7 points a game.
T-Bird struggling to get good looks here in the early going. We saw Peyton Stelzer had a nice drive to the hoop. Madeline Gilbert with an open three. But other than that, they've had to force some shots. Warriors basketball. They lead 6-0. There's an up-and-under move to the hoop. And scoring is Trinity Williams doing some work in the paint. Oh, that's Kiefer.
I think that was Kiefer. Thank you. I don't want to correct you because last time I was wrong.
I got 10 instead of 11. So with Kiefer's bucket, it's 8-0 Portage. Baraboo needs a quick answer. Sabrina Hartman picks up her dribble, the right elbow. She gets to Dobush. Dobush picks up her dribble at the free throw line. Needs to find a teammate. Finds Stelzer. Stelzer with a nice
pass
and a backdoor cut from Madeline Gilbert. Ooh, but the shot's off the mark, and Portage grabs the rebound. T-Birds just cannot buy a bucket, and now they commit a foul in the backcourt.
Shucks, that was one of the nicest passes we've seen tonight.
Sweet
right from Peyton
dish.
Stelzer. Yeah.
Great look from Stelzer. It didn't pay off. Oh, boy. And Sabrina Hartman's got two early fouls. This is not how Coach Bale drew things up here tonight.
Not at all.
13 minutes to go. It's Portage 8, Baraboo 0. We're going to see Ella Pierce at the next whistle. Warriors working the ball around the perimeter. T-Birds looking for a stop and a bucket. How about a steal and a layup? How's that sound?
I think we're going to take that.
There's an interior feed to Kahn working on Stelzer. Her shot's off the mark. She is triple-teamed in the paint, but she manages to come away with a loose ball and feed a teammate. They get it right back to her on the right block. That shot's off the mark. Taylor Spurl snatches down the rebound, and she'll dribble it up court as well. Pass to Dobush. Nearly stolen. Oh, and she stepped on the end line as she grabbed that loose ball. Tough break. So Ella Pierce is going to check in for the Thunderbirds for her first action. She's going to replace Hartman with those two fouls. Meanwhile, for the Warriors, Julia Chilson checks in, as does Hannah Foley. So Coach Hemming going to the bench liberally early on. We've seen a lot of the Warrior roster already.
Coach Hemming's assistant coach is Coach Hemming, too. It's her dad.
Mm-hmm. A family affair on the Portage sideline.
I'm just assuming it's Hemming. I have no idea if it is or isn't, but I thought that was cool.
Warrior basketball, they lead the Thunderbirds 8-0, but there's a pass out of bounds. Turnover, Portage.
All right, this is a good time for Baraboo to capitalize, get a play set up, get points in the basket.
Well, we've seen this too, Christy, where sometimes the Thunderbirds are able to work some easy baskets off of full court pressure.
We sure have.
They can do that here. No, there's a pass off the hands of Peyton Stelzer. That's another turnover for the Thunderbirds.
Boy, we were talking about the leadership of Funmaker, and we are just missing it.
Exactly, and getting the ball up court, setting up the offense. This is where she's missed. Oof, and there's a cheapy nickel dimer foul out on the arc at the logo. Ay caramba, 14 fouls for the T-Birds. We got 12 minutes to go, and an 8-point deficit.
And no points on the board. Did you hear the sigh?
Yeah, I did. Warriors inbound from the sideline. Yeah, we're about to get to the silent Feldy, and that's the worst Feldy. There's another turnover for the Warriors. They'll go to the Thunderbirds.
You know you secretly dream about that. Come on, Ben.
That's when I know you're frustrated, because you're self-censoring in silence.
So nothing comes out.
Yep. Okay, Thunderbirds need a bucket. They are scoreless, trailing 8-0 here versus Portage. Thunderbirds beat the Warriors earlier this season, looking for the season sweep. Taylor Spurl's going to jump shot 17 feet, no good. Rebound for the Warriors. T-Birds, ice cold from the floor.
Well, and we're not going to get the ball or be able to pass the ball if we're not moving.
There's a feed to Lila Brown, who kicks it out to a three-point shooter. That's Holton. That's off the mark, but there's an offensive rebound. Nice work by Foldy. And she picks up, as she draws a foul.
Boy, and that's the kind of rebound that I'm hoping that we're going to start doing, is pulling it down hard and fast. Ella Pierce picks up her second, team five.
Oh, boy, so she came in to spell Hartman with foul trouble and picks up two quick ones of her own. Warrior basketball inbounding from beneath their basket on the end line. There's a nice interior feed, and I think they're going to get a walk before the shot. They are. Josie Kiefer took a step before the little lefty floater. Turnover, Portage. Thunderbirds basketball on the end line. Still trying to solve this full court press. Taylor Spurl's
right
got
there.
The ball. Gets it back to Dobush. Here's what the T-Birds need to do. Play a little catch. Break into the open floor.
Pass.
They find a wide open Maddie Gilbert. Ay, caramba. Misses a bunny in the lane. Portage grabs the rebound. And on the other end, going for the block was Taylor Spurl, but she's whistled for the foul as Kiefer tried to drive the left side of the lane.
You know, and Taylor had to do that to slow down Kiefer from an easy layup. And that's going to put Josie Kiefer at the line.
And six team fouls. First free throw misses. And the sub for the T-Birds, we're going to see Bella Brown checking in for Maddie Gilbert.
Kiefer's usually about a 60%, so that means we're rooting for not making that quota.
Second shot is in the air. That one is good. So 3 points for Josie Kiefer. It's 9-0 Portage. Inbound goes Taylor Spurl. She's trapped, double-teamed in the corner. Her pass is over the head of Bella Brown. That's another turnover. Here comes Holton on the drive. Picks up her dribble, fires cross-court. Kiefer's going to pop a jumper. That's no good off the front rim. Rebounded by Julia Chilson. Her shot is blocked. Bella Brown with some stellar defense. But Portage is able to gather. And they're going to get to reset their half-court offense. Here's Kiefer looking to drive baseline. Her pass is tipped away by Ella Pierce. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Portage here on this end. Warriors are moving to our right as we face the court here at Baraboo High School.
I love watching Bella Brown defensively because she has... She's just knows where to be.
She's getting some quality first half minutes here. Portage or Baraboo looking for a spark. Hey, there's a block shot. Holton is denied in the paint. Thunderbirds come away with the loose ball. Can they score a bucket? There's a pass to Pierce. She gathers at the right block, kicks it out. Taylor Spurl fakes the three, picks up her dribble. She's looking to pass. Finds a cutting. Peyton Stelzer. Right-hand layup off the glass. No good. Baraboo just cannot get a bunny to drop here in the early going. 10 minutes to go, first half. And on the other end, getting up the floor, is Madeline Holton. She gets ahead of the crowd on the left side of the lane, kisses it off the glass with the right hand for two, and it's 11-0 Warriors. We have four Warriors waiting to check in at the next whistle. T-Birds have had some great looks.
Nothing they have. That was the third bunny shot that we've missed.
There's a pass.
There's another one.
Looking for Dobush. Good pass and good catch. She is bumped down there near the end line. Foul on the Warriors. And Maddie Gilbert's going to return for the T-Birds, replacing Peyton Stelzer. And we got a line change for the Warriors. Four new Portage players checking in.
Hannah Foley just picked up her first... foul for the Warriors. That's the second team foul for Portage.
Looks like everybody except Kiefer came out. Inbound pass is stolen away. Another turnover for the T-Birds. And there's a nice pass to Cruz. Right-hand layup off the glass. That's good. Cruz has eight. Coach Bale's going to need another timeout. It is 13-0 Portage.
Portage is a little bit excited, Ben. You know, not having any conference wins this season, and they're off to a 13-0 lead with... If we were in old regulation play, we'd be starting the second quarter.
That's not what you want.
It's not.
The Thunderbirds definitely need this timeout. They need a spark to turn things around a little bit. So in the JV game preceding this one, Baraboo beat Portage 34-27. We'll talk about some other high school athletics here on the calendar. The boys are at Poinette tonight, and they'll be at Reedsburg on Thursday. So a road week for the boys basketball team. Girls hockey is at Northland Pines on Friday. Boys hockey hosts Stoughton tonight and will host Onalaska on Saturday. The boys wrestling team is at Mount Horeb tonight and has regionals at Verona on Saturday. Girls wrestling team will be at Richland Center on Friday. Gymnastics team has an invitational at Platteville on Saturday. And the boys swimming team has its sectional at Sauk Prairie on Saturday.
I have listened all season and it has not resonated that we have a girls' wrestling team.
And usually they compete same place, same time.
Yeah.
But this particular weekend, they've got different contests set up, different times, different places.
And at the risk of sounding old two times tonight, I think Sauk is the first indoor pool that was built in this area.
Is that right?
When we were little kids, that's where we would go.
Oy, and out of the timeout, the pass intended for Spurl is knocked away off the T-Birds. A turnover out of the timeout. Inbound pass goes to Kahn. Thunderbirds, looks like they might be going to a zone here. There's an air ball, a three ball attempt. Tapped back into bounds by Delaney Pop, but the T-Birds grab the ball. Bella Brown looking to score the first T-Bird bucket. And there's a Thunderbolt off the glass. The Baraboo State Bank shot is open late. Extended hours.
Thank you, Bella.
And if you had Bella Brown scoring the first T-Bird points in Vegas, you could make a pretty penny.
Oh, my goodness. That makes me excited for her.
Not one of the T-Birds' top scorers generally this season, but she just hit a huge bucket they desperately needed. And there's a turnover. Ball gets away from Khan. Maddie Gilbert comes away with it.
And it makes her the top scorer tonight.
It sure is, by a long shot.
So far.
And there's an interior pass for Ella Pierce that's picked off. Khan comes away with it. Portage basketball. Thunderbird's looking for another stop. Getting free, but missing the left-hand layup was Delaney Pop. T-Birds come away with it. Ooh, we've got an injury on the floor. They're going to have to stop play here. T-Birds will keep the ball. And I can't make out the number to see who is down there, Christy.
Yeah, I can't either. Nor can I conclude what the injury is.
Training staff is tending to the injured Portage Warrior. In case you just joined us, I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds, joined by the legendary Christy Feld. Our score is Portage 13, Baraboo 3. We have 8 minutes to go in the first half. Coming up for these two teams, Thunderbirds will be hosting Sauk Prairie on Friday. You can join Christy and I for that call on these very same stations, whether it's 99.7 Max FM, whether you're watching us on NFHS, or you're following us via the Civic Media mobile app. As for the Warriors, their next game coming up will be at Edgewood on Friday. And Delaney Pop has gotten up, and she's leaving the court with some assistance. A little hitch in her giddy up there. We'll see if we see her anymore tonight. Josie Cross checks in to replace Pop. Stelzer is in for the T-Birds. Baraboo basketball. The downside of that situation is now they have to face this full court pressure again, Christy. And there is a pass intercepted. Kiefer has been active, but now her pass nearly picked off by Maddie Gilbert, but Portage is able to come away with it. Coco Cruz has the ball. She's been dynamite. She gives it up here. Warriors are going to swing it around the arc. Cruz is going to fire for three this time from the right wing. That's off the rim, no good. Taylor Spurl with the rebound. Pushes it up court. Thunderbirds trailing Portage by 10. If I'm Bella Brown, will she fire again? No. Pass intended for Stelzer is batted away by the Warriors. It'll stay with the Thunderbirds. Another substitution for Portage. Lila Brown checks in, replacing Josie Kiefer. Good news for the T-Birds. They got Kiefer off the floor for a minute.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Taylor Spurl is going to inbound. Fires it in to Maddie Gilbert, who hands to Sydney Dobush at the logo. Bella Brown, left wing, finds Maddie Gilbert. Fakes the three. She's going to shoot a jumper. Baseline, no good. But there's Stelzer with their offensive rebound.
Ooh.
And the putback. Oh, no good.
Shucks.
Just not our night so far for the Thunderbirds.
I wanted that to go in, that spin move.
A beautiful move. Great rebound, great move. Just nothing's dropping here for Baraboo. Warriors basketball, they lead by 10. 7 minutes to go first half. Khan with the kickout. Three-point look for Williams. Bounces around the rim, off the backboard, no good. Khan comes away with the offensive rebound and the putback. Amira Khan with her first bucket. 15-3, Portage. T-Birds looking for a spark. 6.5 minutes to go before the halftime break. Stelzer finds a crease, dribbles into a triple team, draws a foul. Well, she had a little crease to get to the hoop, and it closed quickly.
It did. They moved in rapidly. You are exactly right. Lila Brown picks up her first for Portage, 13.
Sabrina Hartman returns for the T-Birds, replacing Dobush. Taylor Spurl's got it. She's got a wide-open Maddie Gilbert. She's going to fire for three from the left wing. That's
there
a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Don't leave Madeline Gilbert alone on the wing. The Thunderbird's second triple.
That's where the tape is, Ben. That's your spot.
Looking to answer. Cruz from the top of the key. That's off the back of the iron. No good. So Cruz 0 for 2 in the last couple of possessions from beyond the arc, even though she's been hot early with 8 points. Thunderbird basketball. They trail by 9. Spurl looking to set things up from the right wing. Takes a screen from Hartman. Give and go. We've seen the T-Birds have great success on that of late, Christy.
We got to keep pushing it, though.
Ball's back in Stelzer's hands. She's going to shoot a jumper from the free throw line. No good. Khan snatches the rebound. Warriors basketball. Portage leads Baraboo 15-6. 5:40 to go. First half. Josie Cross looking to penetrate. She's
nice
double
defense.
Teamed. Peyton Stelzer comes away with it. And it's off Portage. Baraboo basketball.
Good defense again by Bella Brown.
And speaking of Bella, she's going to check out and get a break. Sydney Dobush takes her spot.
She's had quality minutes, though. Bella did a great job.
Dobush inbounds to Gilbert. Fires up court to Spurl. Hey, T-Birds could have a 2-on-1. Taylor wants to go all the way to the hoop, and she does for 2. Taylor Spurl is on the board, and the T-Birds have a little comeback.
And I'm glad that happened for Taylor, because the look of despair after she missed the last time was just all over her face.
15-8, Portage. Baraboo's got a little mojo. JoJo Cruz picks up her dribble. Finds Brown. Her jump shot's off the mark. Sydney Dobush rising up in a crowd to grab the rebound. Oh, my.
I'm glad that happened right in from our nosebleed section, because it was really, she looked awesome.
Dobush with the strong rebound.
Strong.
She draws a foul in the process. Checking in for Portage, Josie Kiefer and Julia Chilson. They've replaced Cruz and Cross.
All right. We have a game of streaks, and we want this to be our streak. Here we go.
T-Birds on the inbound. They're going to dribble right through this Portage. That was sort of a half-hearted press. Dobush looking to go all the way.
Oh.
She kisses one off the glass. Are they going to give her the shot? They are. Sydney Dobush sliding into the lane, throwing one up off the glass.
No, Ben, she didn't slide. She did a bunny hop. She did a double hop on 1 foot. That was awesome.
I thought it was going to be a walk. Instead, it's an and-one opportunity for Sydney Dobush.
It was like a pogo stick.
If you can make that shot in horse, you're going to go a long way. The free throw rattles in as well. Look at the T-Birds.
Oh,
they're within
goodness.
15-11 with under 5 to go. So Sydney Dobush, a hop, skip, and a jump, hits a deuce off the glass and sinks the free throw.
That hits my highlights reel for the season.
Oh, but on the other end, nice answer from the Warriors. A little give-and-go action. Trinity Williams pays it off for her first bucket. And it's 17-11 Portage. Taylor Spurl fires up court. Maddie Gilbert's got it in the left wing. She's looking to penetrate. Floats it over to Hartman. Kicks it out to Stelzer. Stelzer stops and pops. 12 feet. Off the rim, no good. Peyton can't buy one. Rebound for the Warriors. Chilson grabbed that rebound, and the Warriors want a 30-second timeout.
Boy, and that makes sense that they're going to want to call a timeout and slow down the Thunderbirds. We've had a nice, our last 4 or 5 minutes have been outstanding.
So with 4:13 to go, it's Portage 17, Baraboo 11. This gives us a chance to remind you of the sponsors who make our broadcasts possible. We bring you every Baraboo boys and girls home game on the weeknights all season long. Our sponsors include State Farm Insurance, the Chris Stanton Agency, Pals Brewing, Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, and the Don Larson Superstore.
You know, you're Stop and Pop. Now we have Hop and Pop.
We got the bank open twice already tonight. The Baraboo
ding,
State
ding.
Bank shot open twice tonight for the T-Birds. Their first bucket was a 3 off the glass from the right wing, and then they...
And the Sydney Dobush Hop and Pop.
She's going to say she planned it just like that.
And I'll take it. That's awesome.
Warrior basketball. Portage leads by 6. Tough shot in traffic for Kiefer. Ball's out of bounds. It's going to go to the Thunderbirds.
Aggressive defense by Sydney.
They forced a tough shot there and double team. Got the turnover. Inbound goes to Gilbert. Gets it back to Dobers. The Warriors seem to have been calling off the dogs a bit on this full court pressure. Peyton Stelzer's got another drive. She's going to kiss this one off the glass with the right hand from the left side. That's good for Peyton Stelzer. Her first field goal, and the Thunderbirds are within 4.
And good for Peyton for her to finally connect.
17-13 Portage. 3.5 minutes to go, first half. Baraboo on a significant run. They trailed 13-0 in this game. Kahn kicks it out, finds Brown, who in turn finds Chilson. Now she's looking for Kahn. She wants to work on the right block. Up and under move. Tough shot attempt, no good. I think she might have been hoping for a foul call there. No dice. T-Birds come away with the ball. Maddie Gilbert's got it. She's going to fire a three.
Yes, she
left
is.
Left wing, no good. Goes out of bounds to Portage.
Sabrina Hartman tried to use her volleyball skills to get that one back in here, but it didn't quite connect.
Trinity Williams returns for Portage, replacing Amira Kahn. Peyton Stelzer applying a little one-woman full-court pressure. Portage sets up its half-court offense. Lila Brown, long two, off the glass, off the rim, no good, but she gets her own rebound. Kicks it out. It'll be a reset for the Warriors. Looking to drive baseline is Kiefer. Desperation floater, no good. Stelzer grabs loose ball. T-Birds have a chance to push, and they'll do just that. Here comes Taylor Spurrow. Hits the gas. Now she's tapping the brakes. Gives to Hartman, who will hand to Spurrow. See if the T-Birds can get anything out of their half-court offense here. They trail by four. We're ticking down at just over 2 minutes to go in the first half. Stelzer finds Dobusch behind the arc. Dobusch looking to drive. Right-hand floater off the glass. No good. There's Maddie Gilbert with the putback. No good. Rebound is tied up by Gilbert, and it's going to go to Portage. Coco Cruz will return for Portage. She replaces Kiefer.
It took me a second to realize that she wasn't even in.
Well, you notice. She's been making things happen here. She's
yes.
the leading scorer with
Absolutely.
8 points. Fortunately for the T-Birds, she's missed a couple threes. I thought, oh boy, we're in trouble if she starts hitting those too. Under 2 minutes to go. Portage basketball. The Warriors lead 17-13. Chilson on the drive. Was that a pass or a shot? Either way, it's out of bounds to Baraboo. The Warriors are making some strange attempts here.
Either way, it was off balance, and it's Baraboo ball.
Thunderbird basketball. Let's see if they can tighten this up before half. Spurl on the drive. Ooh, she gets to the rim.
Nice.
And kisses it in for two. Taylor Spurl has her second field goal, and with a minute and a half to go, it's a two-point game. Coco Cruz looking to drive. Floats with the right hand off the glass. No good. Sabrina Hartman with the rebound.
Those long arms pulling
ball.
It down.
T-Birds could tie it up. Minute 15 to go in the first half. Nice backdoor cut and a brilliant feed. Maddie
Perfect.
Gilbert pays it off. Madeline Gilbert has five. A sweet assist from Taylor Spurl.
Beautiful. Man, you got to split those points with Taylor Spurl. That was absolutely beautiful.
We are tied at 17, under a minute to go. Warriors on the drive. That's Williams. She picks it up in the corner. Gives it out to Holton. Coco Cruz now, right wing, working on the screen. She's going to pop a three from the right wing. Short, off the rim, no good. Ooh, but the rebound's off Sabrina's hand, out of bounds. Portage will keep it. Ella Pierce is going to check in and replace Hartman. Sabrina was looking a little pink. I think she was ready for a break. She's doing some hard work down there.
She is doing hard work.
It'll be the Warriors inbounding from the end line. 42 seconds to go, first half. Inbound pass goes to Brown on the right wing. She's going to shoot a long two, 17 feet. No good. Nice rebound, though, by Trinity Williams, who gets it to Coco Cruz. Cruz drives baseline. Now she's going to give it up. Kiefer with the interior. Williams, rather, interior feet. Ooh, that rolls around the rim and out for Holton. Tough break for the Warriors. Dobusch grabs the rebound.
It's a little hook shot that she was putting in.
Old school.
A little Lou Alcindor.
17 seconds left. I could say that's the third time you sounded old, Felder.
I know.
Lou Alcindor reference. Oh, look at this. And Peyton Stelzer fouled on a three-point attempt from the left wing.
On Portage number 40, Julia Chilson.
I have a Lou Alcindor story for you. I'll save for when we are in a tight ball game with 9 seconds left.
Oh, I'm laughing. I have a couple of little hash marks for stuff. Now I have hash marks for how many times I've sounded old today.
Stelzer misses the first free throw. Boy, she's played well, but just has had buzzard's luck getting the ball to drop through the hole.
Aww.
Two more attempts coming up here for Stelzer as she was fouled on a three-point attempt. Hey, there we go. Second free throw is good, so Stelzer's got a free throw. She's got 3 points. And the Thunderbirds have their first lead of the game with 9 seconds to go in the first half. Stelzer sinks the second as well.
Nice.
Baraboo 19, Portage 17. 9 seconds to go. Coco Cruz fires up court. Will the Warriors get a shot off? 4 seconds. Cruz on the dribble. She's going to fire a three from the right wing. Off the rim, no good. And that's our halftime score. How about the Thunderbirds? A furious comeback at the end of the first half to not only get back in this ball game, but take the halftime lead.
What a momentum shift. And you could just see the confidence on our Thunderbirds as they started to put baskets in. And
no
everything
doubt.
Everything shifted.
We'll get the second half set for you after this break on 99.7 Max FM.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just go to MaxFMBigDeals.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, lows 5 to 10 above. Snow showers developing tomorrow, high in the upper teens. Winter weather advisory issued for accumulations of 2 to 5 inches. Snow wraps up tomorrow night. Sunny in mid-teens Thursday. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from VCI Bath & Shower. 800-329-4115. Right now, we're at 11.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where our halftime score is the Thunderbirds 19, the Warriors 17. I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds. Thrilled to be joined by the legend, Christy Feld. We saw the Warriors take a commanding 13-0 lead midway through the first half, but what a response from the Thunderbirds, Christy.
Oh my gosh, no kidding. You know, I just think they felt the absence of Katie Funmaker, and it took us a little bit of time to adjust to how we were going to be able to navigate without her dominating presence on the court, her leadership on the court. You know, if we were doing old school four quarters, we would have dominated the second quarter. It was a really nice comeback, and we were talking about it right before the half ended. You could just see the kids gain momentum and gain confidence as the second quarter was progressing.
No doubt. Well, with that, let's turn it over to you for the first half statistics.
For the Portage Warriors, Coco Nieves-Cruz has 8 points. Josie Kiefer has 3. Lila Brown has 2. Amira Cron has 2. And Maddie Holton has 2. For your Thunderbirds, they are led by Maddie Gilbert. She popped in a 3-point basket and had a 2-point basket. She has 5 points. Taylor Spurl has 4. Bella Brown, her first 3-point bucket of the season, I think.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah,
very
awesome.
Nice. Well, that was a timely one. They desperately needed a bucket, and she banked one.
Oh, my gosh, she did. That was just outstanding. Peyton Stelzer has 4, 1 basket and 2 free throws, and Sydney Dobush has 3 points.
We talked about how Madeline Gilbert was one of the T-Birds' top scorers in the previous matchup, and here she is at it again. Although, like you mentioned, it's a balanced scoring attack for the T-Birds. So last time around, it was Maddie Gilbert and Taylan Bell with 11 each. We haven't seen Taylan tonight.
That's a really legitimate point, and I wonder if she's out sick as well.
We've seen that both with the boys and the girls' programs. On the Portage end, so we saw Coco Cruz torch us for 8 points in the first half. Well, maybe that should be no surprise. She scored 14 in the first meeting between these two teams. Trinity Williams had 13, and Amira Khan had 5. So far, Cruz has done the damage, but fortunately, T-Birds were able to keep her from hitting any beyond the arc and stay in this ball game and even take a lead into the locker room.
Yeah, and that's been nice from a defensive perspective to be able to stop her from making any 3-point buckets. You know, the halftime speech has to be to shut her down.
No doubt.
You know, to be able to put the pressure on her, because the supporting cast isn't as strong as she is, and that could work for us.
We'll get you all set for the second half after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers 2 convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
Thank you. Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where we are nearly ready to get underway in the second half here of this rivalry game in the Badger Small. Baraboo versus Portage. The Thunderbirds leading the Warriors 19-17 at the half. Despite the Thunderbirds facing an early 13-0 deficit, they took control, like Christy Feld said, in what you would consider the second quarter in the old days, to take control of this game, get a lead at least before halftime.
I don't know, 1917, that might be the year I was born after all these years so old. legend.
We were talking about years and more recent history. We got to correct an error. It turns out the Warriors have won a conference game a little more recently than we thought.
Yeah, I think I said 2018, but it's been 2020. 2020 was their last conference win. So COVID.
Trailing by only two at the half, you think they have a good chance to chalk one up here, but the Thunderbirds are going to try to keep that from happening. Baraboo is going for the season sweep here as we prepare to open the second half.
Boy, and I hope they come out as strong as they left the court, because they looked really good in the second quarter. Second half of the first quarter, of the first half.
Baraboo basketball. Peyton Stelzer getting right to it. Hitting a bucket to open the second half. An aggressive move inside the right block by Peyton Stelzer, and the Thunderbirds lead by four.
I love it when they're on our end of the court, because we get to see that little extra push in there, and good job by Peyton.
Stelzer had some open looks in the first half, didn't have any good fortune. Starting off the second half strong. There's Cruz with a miss on a three. Kahn misses a putback. Sabrina Hartman grabs the rebound, and it's Thunderbird basketball.
No pressure coming down the court either. I don't know how Coco Cruz ended up with that rebound. Taylor Spurl popped up a three. It went out. Oh! And that three was Trinity Williams by Portage. We missed ours. They made theirs. 20-21. Maddie Gilbert at the top of the key. Shoots it over to Dobush. Pushes it into the lane. Missed. And rebound Portage, Amara Kahn. Portage passing it around the top of the key, pushes it inside, back out to... Can't do this like Ben. Where's my Ben?
We're trying to make sure we got audio on NFHS here. I'm going to check this here. Portage comes away with a steal. Trailing by one. There's Cruz with a kiss off the glass. She's into double digits.
Ben, I can't be you. I apologize to anybody who is listening. That is not my strong suit. I know that they're wearing black. That's all I know.
And Coach Bale has seen enough as the Warriors have retaken the lead at 22-21. Coach Bale takes a 30-second timeout to gather here. Thunderbirds had a two-point halftime lead. Now they're trailing by one early in the second half. This has been a hard-fought, back-and-forth affair, Christy.
It sure has, and Trinity Williams popped a seal on three-point baskets for the Warriors, putting in a three-point basket to start the second half, and we didn't want to see that, and we don't want it to continue.